In the gospel reading today, we hear our Lord talking about the fact that he is going to be glorified with the glory that he had with the Father before the world was made. So again, it's a point of his divinity, the recognition that he is God, he is one with our Heavenly Father. The glory that he had is from the time before creation even began. And now he has come into this world. As St. Paul told us in the second reading, what does it mean that he ascended other than he first descended? Now, of course, we might look at that and say, yes, he came down, he took on our nature. But that's not where St. Paul stopped. He talked about the fact that the one who ascended means that he descended to the lower parts of the earth. Not just that he came to earth, he descended to the lower parts of earth, so that therefore he could lead forth the captives. So he went in to what the Jewish people would call Sheol, the place of the dead, and all of the souls from the beginning of the world all the way up until our Lord died were there, every last one. Those who died with faith, those who died looking forward to the coming of the Messiah, they could now make that act of faith in Jesus, and he would lead them forth. Those who died without faith could not repent. There was no opportunity for them to make that act of faith because they had already rejected what God was planning for the world. And so they would go the other direction. But all those who had been, if you will, captive in this place from the beginning of the world were now able to be led forth. But it doesn't stop there, because St. Paul said he ascended, leading forth the captives in order to give gifts to men, those that are still on earth. Not just the people that he brought up to heaven, but the people who are still on earth. So he went on to talk about some are apostles and some prophets and all the other things he talks about. But we recognize that in this, that hasn't stopped. The reason that it hasn't stopped is because he continues to intercede before the throne of his Heavenly Father. So we look at St. Paul's letter to the Hebrews, for instance, and he reminds us that Christ entered into the Holy of Holies, not the copy of the one in heaven, but the true one, the one in heaven, and not with the blood of bulls and goats, but with his own blood. And so that was the point, ultimately, of the ascension, was not just simply bringing our humanity to be glorified in heaven, which is what he did, but to bring his blood so that our sins could be forgiven, so that anything standing between us and God could be removed. Consequently, God could then give gifts to humanity. But as St. Paul made clear, each one receives according to the measure bestowed by Christ. So it all comes from our Heavenly Father, but it comes through the humanity of Christ, because he is the mediator between God and man. And so everything that God gives is given that way. We also know, of course, it all comes through Our Lady as the mediatrix of all graces, but it comes through the humanity of Christ. And so he is before the throne of God with our humanity right there with him as he pleads with his Father for mercy for us. So this feast of the Ascension, as we will celebrate tomorrow, not only brings the whole of the Paschal mystery to fulfillment, but we have to recognize the importance of it. It's not just something that we can shrug off and say, that's nice, he went back to heaven. Like, no, he went back to heaven to fulfill everything that needed to be fulfilled. Remember Moses, when he saw the worship of heaven, saw that there was a lamb that had been slain and all the things that were going on, and he was told that he was to imitate that, build what a temple similar to what he had seen and imitate the worship that was going on in the temple. That's what's happening in heaven. Our Lord, having been slain, offers his blood. The worship of all the souls, all the angels, and all the people who are in heaven now are worshiping him. And all of the gifts, the graces that they are receiving in heaven directly from him. So yes, it is fitting that he went back to heaven because that is where he came from. It is extraordinary that he took our humanity with him to heaven. So again, you think about that. He is infinitely beyond us. His divinity is infinitely beyond our humanity. And yet in the incarnation, his humanity and his divinity were hypostatically united so that they can never ever be separated. So he has now taken our humanity to the throne of God, literally. And there in our humanity, he is seated. So our humanity has been raised above all the angels and saints, above everything into the highest heaven. In fact, our humanity has been taken to a place where it could not possibly have gone, ever, because he has taken it to a place that is infinitely beyond us. And yet, somehow, in the mystery of God's love, our humanity is there. It is infinitely beyond what our humanity could do, and still, there it is, united to his divinity. So the mysteries that are there, just as we look back at the time of the incarnation and we marvel that God could become one of us and how is this possible, now we need to marvel at the fact that our humanity has been taken to the throne of God himself. And from the throne of God, all those graces and all those gifts pour forth to us through that sacred humanity of Jesus. And so now it is for us to simply be able to receive what it is that he is giving and to do exactly what he said in his high priestly prayer that we heard in the gospel, that he fulfilled everything that the Father had sent him to do. That's our task now. What is God asking of you individually? Are we fulfilling that? That's the point that each one of us needs to look at. Again, we have the problem that we want to look at what God has given to everybody else. Don't worry about what he's given to everybody else. You're not going to be judged according to everybody else. You're going to be judged according to what God has given to you. Are you cooperating with the grace of God? Are you doing what he has asked you to do? Are you using the gifts that he has given to you to be able to grow in holiness and to become a saint, according to the way that God is calling you? Don't worry about how he's calling everybody else. The apostles couldn't be the prophets, and the prophets couldn't be the apostles. And the apostles and prophets weren't the teachers and the administrators and so on. Each one had a different task. So don't look at everybody else. Just look at what God is giving to you. And recognize all of this is possible only because of the ascension of our blessed Lord, because of the worship that is there in heaven that we have the privilege of taking part in while we are still here on earth, that we are able to worship the Lamb who was slain and to receive him into ourselves and all the graces that are there, so that our humanity now again is united to his divinity. An astounding mystery that we can ponder. But that also means all the graces that come through that are there for us. He's not asking anything that we can't do with his help. But we need to make sure that we're striving to do what he wants. Not necessarily what we want, because it's easy to look at everybody else again and say, oh, I'd rather have those gifts. Those aren't the ones he gave you. Use the ones he gave you. Look at how he wants you to use them. And then pray. Because the grace is there, the grace that is given through the Lord, seated at the right hand of his Father, coming from the throne of God, all of it is there for each and every one of us, so that we will be able to accomplish everything that God has asked us to do.